Welcome to the first of two cover crop study trials that we have here at Rochester, Minnesota. This project has kind of two goals, I guess. The first is to look at the interaction between pre-emergence herbicides and the establishment of cover crop, as well as look at biomass development of those cover crops and then kind of their weed suppressive nature. And so we fully acknowledge that, we need robust weed management, and that includes the use of pre-emergence herbicides, and that can sometimes lead to issues with establishment of a cover crop. And so this trial essentially started in 2019. In spring, the field was prepared, and then we planted a hybrid of corn for silage. After that corn was planted, a suite of different pre-emergence herbicides were applied. And we were just kind of looking at getting a good selection in terms of both strength, so, you know, more robust versus maybe a little bit less robust in terms of different programs, as well as giving us a good representation of different sites of action within the product choices we can make. And so we have a no treatment, sort of a check, as well as 16 ounces of Outlook down pre, and then 30 days after that application coming back with an additional 8 ounces of Outlook. So sort of a split of the Outlook, just a group 15 in that case. We've got just a pre of 21 ounces of Outlook, so just that group 15. And then we have 3 quarts of Resicor, which provides us group 4, 15, and 27. And then finally, we have 18 ounces of Verdict, which we know provides a group 14 and a group 15. And so those were the different pre-emergence herbicides applied to the corn. And this essentially was replicated 4 times. And we were going to use 3 different cover crops. And so that's why the plot is the size it is, so that we could have a treatment on each of the different species of cover crop. And so the pre's were put on. Then later in the season, the corn was chopped for silage. And then a burn down was applied of 1 quart of Liberty herbicide, kind of take care of any weeds. And we know that Liberty doesn't have any residual activity in the soil. And so we would not expect that to have any impact on cover crop establishment. And so after that burn down, covers were seeded. And then late in fall, there was some biomass taken and canopy was evaluated. And so as far as the cover crops go, we had established red clover, camelina, which is a species that is of interest because they're looking at it's what I'll call agricultural intensification. So it was a species that actually could be used in a double crop situation. So camelina creates an oil seed that could be harvested. And then the concept or the idea would be to come back and plant soybeans kind of later in the season, a shorter variety, and then get 2 yields off of the same field. In this study, though, it was just used as a cover crop, but that's kind of what that species is. We also looked at winter rye, which is a very popular cover crop. And all of these species were picked because they should overwinter. And we did see them established very well. If you look in the plots now, you can still see some of the residue from those covers this spring. And so essentially, we let those covers go. Winter happened. And then we came back into spring this year. So spring 2020 then. Again, in the spring here, because these covers overwintered and they overwintered quite well, we did do some biomass evaluations as far as taking some samples. So after taking the biomass samples, we planted a soybean variety directly into the standing cover crop. And then that same afternoon came in with a herbicide combination to kill the cover crop. And so we applied that after planting. 48 ounces of Roundup plus 2 pints of Enlist One plus AMS to kill off the cover crops. The soybeans emerged, and then later in the season, weed densities were taken again just to kind of see what effect, if any, those residues were having on weed emergence. So it is important to note here that we did have two post herbicide applications, one on June 4th, which was just a Court of Liberty, plus a, you know, this is when the crop was up. And then we had on July 1st, there was also another application or herbicide. No residual products again. The first application was just Liberty. The second was Liberty and Roundup, both at a quart per acre. So we've had in addition to the cover crop, we've had two really strong post-emergence herbicides applied, and so it's relatively weed-free at this point. You can take a look through and kind of peek into the canopy that does look very healthy at this time. These plots will now be taken out to yield. And so we'll follow up with further details on this trial, but it's a chance to look at it. And thanks for listening.